This podcast is part of a special series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine.
Welcome to a policy podcast brought to you by Science Magazine. I'm Meghna Sachdev, and I'm speaking with Professor Maria Lepton, whose editorial, Open Access, Pass the Buck, appears in our March 16th issue.
Open access is, of course, an excellent idea. It's wonderful to try and give everybody out there access to scientific results. The problem is that there are economic strings attached.
Maria Lepton is the director of the European Molecular Biology Organization, or EMBO, an organization of life scientists and researchers. EMBO aims to promote excellence in European life science and publishes four journals. Two are commercially published and two are open access. Maria also serves on the editorial boards of two other commercially published journals. Not least, she's a researcher herself. Her lab is currently exploring cell-shaped determination in fruit flies and innate immune signaling in zebrafish. As a researcher, as EMBO director, and as an editorial board member of commercial journals, Maria has viewed the issue of open access from many vantage points. I asked her how her varied roles had affected her understanding of scientific publishing.
I've learned a lot about how journals run, and I hear the community who has extreme views. One is the question between purely academic editors and so-called professional editors. The top journals, the most high-impact journals, all have professional editors, yet professional editors are seen with, shall I put it mildly, suspicion and reservation by many scientists. That's one issue that I've learned to see from both sides, and the impartial attitude of professional editors I've learned to see. As the EMBO director, of course, my role is to do what is best for science, what is best for scientists, and what's best for the progress of science. And I also have the EMBO community, who are the scientists. So I am in a position to listen to the community and bring this to the publishers. And I think that has affected our negotiations.
Read Maria Lepton's editorial in Science this week. I'm Meghna Sachdev. On behalf of Science Magazine and our publishers AAAS, thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to a policy podcast, part of a series on science policy and commentary from Science Magazine. The full Science podcast is released Thursdays at 2 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time.